like
inside.
I have to make
it inside.
Out of the hoy.
Your high school crush, or your current crush, rather, or both.
Nah, it's not that deep, guys. Right. In the UK.
So, Pepe, take us to that. I'm like,
wait. So I'm like, who was I walking with, and what did they want from me? Because I was like, no, man, maybe my mind is just playing tricks on me.
Wait. If I'm supporting myself, why does it just be by myself?
I patrick who you guys don't want me. As it is.
Okay. Maybe you took it as you were drinking paraffin.
Unfiltered Adulting is proudly sponsored by Dreamstream. If you'd like to support us directly or watch the ad-free version of our show, the Dreamstream platform link is down below in the description.
My adults, ahoy.
Ahoy.
Do you know, you guys have no idea where that my adults comes from. It comes from within.
Yeah.
Like,
it's inside.
I have to make
it inside.
My adults, ahoy.
Ahoy.
What's up, everybody?
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Hey. You guys doing good?
How are you doing?
Proper.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to be, I don't know why, but I'm like, maybe it's the coffee. I had way too much coffee this morning.
Too much.
Tanaka, what's up?
Proper.
Proper.
I'm happy.
Good to know.
Happiness.
Girl, don't roll your eyes.
I wasn't. I was getting into the...
the groove of things.
Yeah, I was getting into character.
Getting into
character. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Kenny the Kennedy.
Kenny is always good, sharp. I enjoy myself every time I'm sitting here. I'm just here.
You know, right? It's always a vibe.
It's all the time again, yeah.
D-Nice is nice. Always. Always.
Love, light, happiness.
Yes. Yes.
Enjoy every moment.
Mm. Exactly.
Isn't enjoy every moment like a label for a beverage or something?
Enjoy every moment. There's an ad that says
there you go. Yes.
Sounds very familiar.
It is familiar. What is
it? Isn't it close?
Isn't it Wimpy?
Wimpy.
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. Anyways. Guys, if you know, leave it in the comments below. Because
we're gonna have to research that.
You could have researched
we have to.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, first question of the day: Where is your high school crush, or your current crush, rather, or both?
Our current crushes.
Yes, your current crush is there.
Current crushy.
You?
Or your high school. If you don't want to disclose your current crush, you can say your high school crush. It's fine. If you don't want to get into trouble.
Nah.
I think we have to start with him.
Yeah, let's start with Tanaka.
The lover boy of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
you are the lover boy.
It's my high school crush. She's in England now.
Wow. Ooh, madame.
She's looking fine now.
Thank God she didn't end up with you.
I didn't
Well, maybe she's being prepared for me.
Oh, she's not married. She's not married?
I've been researching.
You've been stalking.
It's research.
Research. Okay.
It's research.
Stalking is research, guys. Stalking is research.
Researching. Not yet. So.
You've got a chance, hey?
So, what is it called? The thing everyone is going to the UK. What is it called? What they're doing?
NESAID.
Caregiving. Getting ready.
Do you want to follow your what?
You also want to do caregiving.
Then you get on the plate.
Sometimes you know love is stupid. Because if it didn't work,
love is very stupid.
It's just
like
I'm sorry, I'm now eating into your answer, but it's stupid because if it didn't work when I was still in high school, right? Now I want to fly all the way there to try again.
But it's different now.
Yeah,
it's different.
You've grown, you're more, and maybe she's going to be like, oh my God,
this is the right circle right there.
You see, we're encouraging you.
This is
the
right
circle right there.
Without delusions even. Give it a shot.
You can just
give it a shot. Slide in the DM.
Okay, guys, so if you don't see me in the next time on the episode, know that I've gone.
He's in the UK. Caregiving.
All the best.
Thank you. I didn't see you.
Tina.
My high school crush is in the UK.
The UK is snatching up people.
Nah. Yo. It's not that deep, guys. Right. He's in the UK.
Wow.
He's Mads Baba. He's senior kumapostori.
Yay.
Everything. Level. Like, yay, Munweche.
Yay.
Munweche. He's with real. He's married, I think. The last time I checked, he was married.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you did research?
4 years ago.
Eh, yeah, that's fine. Time. Ah, you let it go.
Okay. Yeah, nah, nah, I'm
good. You let it go?
Because panakangu wana wadi amanzi baba. I was like,
This is not my...
It's a good thing you didn't end up with you because...
Because you want to be first lady.
It wasn't going to be my dad.
You could have been president. You missed out. You could have been president.
You could have been president.
Because I can't see Mazmaitino.
I would have made him president.
No, you would have...
Because you're the first lady.
Yes.
You would have been the Mazmai president.
No. Like, you guys need to know your limits. And for me, I think that's where I draw the line. Guys, you never did want to know Tashi, you know.
Number of things.
Yo. Yeah, so he's in the UK.
Great. Kenny?
I would rather talk about my current crush.
Hey. Okay. Crush. Current crush. Are you listening? You don't know your name, but she's what?
She's listening.
You?
Or she will listen to this after this.
Oh, obviously. Ma'am. Yeah. Hi.
I would rather talk about my current crush.
Yeah, where is?
No, he's been going into a daze.
He's just gone.
Yeah. Okay. My girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very proud of her. What are these guys saying?
It's so sweet. It's like, no.
Yeah, I'm just proud of her, and she's my current crush, and I... like you so much.
Kenny's girlfriend, you're a lucky woman.
Yeah, but my dedication's a fan.
Okay, so Kenny, girlfriend, Dennis, boyfriend.
I think maybe we should switch speeds.
We're gonna be strong, guys.
Be strong.
I'm with you in prayer.
I'm with you in prayer as well.
I guess I got one mom phone. But it's okay.
At least we've got a podcast.
Yeah, that's good.
At least we've got something.
No, Simbi Sang.
I've got a business. So
there we go.
You're making money, girl.
Also have a business,
I think that's more important.
Yeah, it's fine.
Chase cameras money, will make you feel good, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Where's your high school crush?
My high school crush, I have no idea. The last time I did research on him, he was in varsity. After that, never followed up.
Mm. Very mature of you.
Yeah.
Too mature.
He was white, so I didn't stand a chance.
Mm. You think so?
Why do you think so?
I think so.
I just had to put on a bad wig. Yeah. Like,
no, I did not
say
that.
That is how to get it on.
I don't even think my parents would have been like, okay, great, good for you, we're happy for you. They would have been like, Are you sure? I'm like, I'm doing this for the land. Do you understand?
All right.
I'm doing this for the land. I'm taking back the land. Like, happy for me. But now, honestly speaking, it wouldn't have worked out.
That's interesting. It worked out. I guess it's good to know.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and like put in boundaries to say, yo, this is a crush.
This is just a crush. This is as far as it's going to go. Yeah. Any further than this is just, I don't want to say suicide, but it's just a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Some crushes, you'd rather see them from afar.
Love them from a distance.
You leave it there.
Social distance yourself.
You don't have to. Put them close.
I told you guys, every time you ask someone why they are single, they always show you.
They'll show you the true colors.
So love them from afar and just be like,
oh, hi, guys.
Like you. And you like pat him,
like on the head.
You're cute, but
nah.
Loving you, it's all right. It's loving from afar.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, that's all right. That one is, I think that one I need another whole episode.
Right?
The loving from afar.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, I have a lot to say about that.
You always have a lot to say about love.
He's the love expert, guys.
Speaking about love. What's...
I'm joking.
No, today I wasn't going to ask about love. I was going to ask, like, what's the weirdest interaction have you ever had with someone? Might be a stranger or someone you already know, or just like a... Do you know those weird interactions? I'm like, step back, but like, no, that was
weird.
That was weird.
That was awkward.
Mm.
Like, for me, right? It didn't happen to me, but I was in it happened recently. I was in the same room. So a friend of mine answered the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's so calm. He's like, hey, bro. What? So you know how you say, hey, babe?
Yeah.
Mm. But it was, hey, bro.
Oh,
wait, what?
Maybe it's gonna get on the bro.
It switched though.
All right.
It's from hey bro, right? And it was like, so baby, take us to the sensei. I'm like, wait, what?
Like you glitch out. You're like, what?
I'm like, what?
Hold up.
Like, hold. You weren't talking like that just 2 seconds. What's going on?
Yeah, sure.
And everyone in the room was like, nah, that was weird.
Too weird.
No. They probably gave him like side eyes, like, and what is
after that, the conclusion though, it switched back again to the first part.
All right.
Cool, I'll talk to you later. What?
Okay.
But he's no, straight. Guys, but just maybe putting it out there.
An inside joke.
Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't notice.
Maybe it's the person. He's familiar with that person, so you can just.
But he doesn't talk like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's the weird part.
Maybe he doesn't talk like that with you.
I'm always with him. He does not talk like that.
But that person is special. That's his friend. That's his bro like
as
that.
You know him, okay?
I know.
She's advocating? Like she's standing in the middle?
But
we don't know.
No, that's like that's a weird interaction that I just found out. That's
I
me.
Don't usually have weird interactions. Maybe it's because I'm weird, so everything feels normal.
That's a fair argument.
But I think for all women, it's mostly just meeting random guys who, like, I want to meet your mother. I want to bring cows to your house. Like, can I please have your digits?
I just met you. I don't even know your first name. Like,
you already want mint.
What you don't want to send cows to my house.
So I think I'm kind of used to it now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no longer weird. But for me, at first, I used to be like, what's going on with you? Is this a cry for help?
Is this a cry for help?
Yeah, like genuinely, is this a cry for help? Like, do you need love? Do you need a hug?
Mm-hmm.
Should I link you up with my therapist? Like, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah, so.
That one. Ask me again when we're talking about something like
that. Yo, my episodes are sure I want to start.
I'm writing these things down. Write it down.
Don't worry. Taking a note.
All right, cool. Mental say notes. Something about your brain. And it works.
It's supposed to.
It's supposed to.
Then, sidebar. Remember that time when we were having a meeting and I'm like, let's take notes. And she's like, why are we taking notes? I'm like, so we remember.
Because we forget. She's like, and isn't that what we do in meetings? We take
like,
notes?
She's like, no.
How would you know, guys? Entrepreneurs, remember which time I'm meeting them, I'm in my notes.
Yeah, quick notes, quick.
Like, okay, what do you want? Right. Like, okay, fine. You don't just like off the bat.
Kenny, you weird.
Yeah.
Direction or something.
There is something that happened to me some years ago. So I was coming from playing soccer. I play soccer. So I was thirsty.
Okay.
So
instead of school, when I started talking about being thirsty, so I was thirsty and my mother just bought like a bottle of gasoline, you know, gasoline like paraffin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So back home, there were days we used to use paraffin.
Mm.
So it was in a 2-liter bottle.
Oh no!
So I just arrived home.
No. Oh no! No! Oh, yes. Oh gosh!
I didn't even think twice. I was thirsty. Trust me, guys. I just took the bottle straight on my throat.
Like, it's not funny. It's actually kind of it's scary.
I had the test after the bottle was in my stomach.
The whole 2 liters?
No, the whole, like, almost half. Because it was quick. I'm asking myself, I've never tested water this way.
What?
It was a weird test. And I told my mother, then, Mama, I think I drank something that I don't understand what it is. Then she went over to the table. She said, what did you drink? I said, gasoline. Said, oh my God. Then I had to take in like milk.
Wow.
And that is how it came out. But to me, it was something that I said to myself. I didn't think when I did that.
It was clearly.
Clearly. Because
the way paraffin smells as well.
It's enormous.
Yeah, like, it was in a bottle. So, you know, sometimes your mind can be off. You just want water. So I realized the test after that I've drank something.
You're going to make me paranoid now every time I touch a bottle.
Yeah, but you would smell it though.
I didn't even think about that. You know, there are moments that you don't like, your mind is on something
your mind can't focus on. Your mind sees what you wanted to
smell. Exactly.
See.
Your mind
smells
is what
you wanted to smell.
Such a man thing.
I got scared.
Scared.
I got scared.
That is what I've been doing.
It's like a girlfriend. The mind makes you see what she
likes. Excuse me? Go on, Denise. I can't think of anything.
Okay.
But there's something that happened. And I don't know if it was just my mind playing tricks on me. There's somebody that I walked with somewhere. I was walking long distance.
Mm.
So we crossed the road together and we like almost witnessed a car accident. So we both turned and we kind of laughed and then the conversation carried on from there.
Mm-hmm.
So this person's like, oh, I was turning this way. She was going straight ahead. So I was like, okay, I'm going this way. And she's like, oh, no, no, travel safe, travel safe. So I walk just like a few meters and I turn around just to see if this person crossed the road. All They're right. not there. So I'm like, who was I walking with? And what did they want from me? Because I was like, no, man, maybe my mind's just playing tricks on me.
Wait.
Welcome to Dreamstream, a unique video subscription platform designed for creators who want to host exclusive content. Dreamstream is a monetized platform where creators can share their work without the restrictions of other platforms like YouTube. At Dreamstream, we value the creativity and freedom of our creators. We provide them with a platform where they can express themselves without limitations. And the best part? They can monetize their work, providing them with the financial support they need to keep creating. But Dreamstream isn't just for creators. It's for you, the viewer, the fan, the supporter. By subscribing to Dreamstream, you gain access to premium, ad-free content. This isn't just about watching videos, it's about experiencing content on a whole new level. On Dreamstream, you won't have to deal with annoying ads interrupting your viewing experience. You can enjoy your favorite creator's work without distractions. And because it's a private platform, you'll be part of an exclusive community of fans and creators. Dreamstream is more than just a video subscription platform. It's a community of creators and fans who value high quality, exclusive content. Join us today and start experiencing content like never before. Welcome to the future of content creation and consumption. Welcome to Dreamstream.
Wait, you're walking
with this person.
Okay, this is a stranger.
This is a complete stranger.
All right.
And we went our separate ways.
So you noticed each other when the accident happened?
When the accident happened. And I was like, oh, she's like, wow, you know, this is what.
That is crazy.
That's insane. So it's like, maybe my mind's playing tricks on me. Maybe they crossed and they've already gone. But then it lingered in my mind, like, where did this person go? Did they get into a taxi? But there was no taxi. And it was like a four-way. And there were not that many cars there. Like, but where is the...
It's a ghost.
But then I was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I don't want to read too much into it. I want to have nightmares.
You guys have weird stories.
Do you know what I like as well, right? It started light, and then...
It got dark.
And that was good. I'm happy it did not start from there, because my story wouldn't have been...
Even my story is like, you guys are living really weird lives.
Wow, that's smart.
And I was like, was that an angel? Was that a demon? Was that a ghost? I don't know, but I don't want to know.
Sort of a spirit.
I don't want
to know. No, you don't want to know.
Yeah. I do not want to
you
know.
You really do not want to
and
know.
She was talking in Satana, and we were like laughing as we're walking along, and everything was fine. And then we just went our separate ways, and I never saw that person cross the road.
Damn. Weird. That's.
Did you pray?
When I got home, I did. I was like, God, whoever that was, whatever that was, I hope it was a good thing, because the world's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
The world is crazy.
From drinking paraffin to seeing things.
Imagine.
Oh my gosh. Let's just go back to the light stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
That got scary for 2 seconds. I'm sorry.
That anointing oil.
You can use Kenny's book.
Yeah, that works.
Kenny's book.
To settle a great food debate.
All right.
A couple of days ago, you guys were laughing at me because I was drinking sparkling water.
Bremagets. Yes.
Electricity.
And guys, I would fight to death for my sparkling water. I would. Really? Definitely.
At least flavored water.
At least I can accept flavored water.
No. Flavored water has added sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. For me, that really sucks because it's like we're in the middle of Coca-Cola and water, and it's not making sense.
Do you know what? At least there's like something that you're comparing it with.
Yeah.
But then sparkling water, it's just
sparkling water. No, sparkling water is premium stuff, guys. Like,
kid, after you have, have you ever put a butter on your lip?
We do the wildest things.
The taste.
The same sparkling water.
But I think with her, sparkling water is. I don't know if I'm correct, you know, it brings that sensation like on the throat, you know.
It does.
And
like
bringing it down.
So do you also drink sparkling water?
Yeah, I like it.
I've accidentally bought sparkling water and I hated myself.
Worst thing ever.
Oh God, you get so
guys, upset. Guys, you guys are inside the Woolies one. Woolies
is
coconut and pineapple. Now you're adding levels to
it. Okay, all right, fine, fine. Okay, I can forgive you for the sparkling water. But olives?
I'm good with olives.
Atiku, no.
I'm good with olives.
I tried them once and I...
You almost died?
They are nice, but maybe I wasn't used to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just ate them first time, then I said, God, maybe you have to help me with my taste buds.
Heal my taste buds.
I didn't like feel it. Maybe I have to keep on like testing.
I guess it's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste.
An acquired
yeah,
taste.
If you say it that way.
Maybe if you have it on pizza, it'll taste different.
It won't.
And if you pair it with cheese, it's really good.
Maybe I need to pair it. Yeah. Won't. I just took yeah. it like it.
Tim, what do you mean that? Like, the olive people are talking.
Yes, the adults are talking.
Yeah. So I just like, maybe it's because I just took it like
as it is.
Is it? Is?
Okay.
Maybe you took it as you're drinking paraffin.
Oh, oh.
You took it like you're drinking paraffin. You're just like, you're like,
you just took it off.
Yeah, maybe if I paid, like I had a problem with cheese.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are days that I didn't like cheese because sometimes I would eat it like raw as cheese.
Mm-hmm. Just like but cheese now with no bread.
When it's on a burger or when it's on bread, now I enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
So maybe it's because of the pairing. Maybe I have to, I don't know what I should
try it with something else.
Yeah,
like what? Cheese.
Cheese. Yeah. Like olives, you roll the.
Like
cheese.
Like a kebab kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like maybe with like cottage cheese or like cheddar cheese, whatever cheese.
Yeah, I have to try that.
Maybe. I think that might work.
If you have it on the cheese board where they have crackers,
oh,
and olives, wow. And dip, and cheese. No, you have it. Honey, time.
Oh, that one is proper, that one. Me, I'll select everything in that.
But except the olives. What about sushi?
I'm away from you on that one now.
But how
I don't even know how I got into this friend group, to be honest.
Because there's no food.
Because we don't do these kinds of things to them. Maybe you know a good sushi spot and you can take us there. We could try it.
Yes,
but all
definitely.
In all,
how nice is it?
Uncooked food.
It's really good.
Really?
It's, I guess there is that misconception that sushi is always uncooked.
Right.
It's not always uncooked.
But, okay, for me, maybe. I've not tried it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But my mind is just like, nah, fam, you're gonna like this.
Guys,
you convince yourself of something and you're like,
yeah,
this is not my taste.
There's sushi with chicken.
But I think
okay. And then there's like deep fried sushi. It's really good.
I take us to that sushi.
Yeah, I think if
guys, the way I campaign for food,
I don't take us.
For me, I think maybe I'll try it.
Yeah, you must try it.
But tell us where to get it, though. So that we
you
just
want
buy
someone
anyway.
Else to buy it for you.
Because I'm not about to be to regret that.
Like, I spent 50 rand on
it. I'm going to eat it.
Sushi.
Sushi.
With the soy sauce dip and everything.
Yeah, it's
seafood
good.
Seems nice.
Just don't take, what's that called? I completely forget the palate cleanser that comes with the sushi. That is horrid.
It is a palate That's cleanser?
Crazy. It is horrid.
Hey. Oof. Isn't that a balloon?
Guys, like, let this pass me over.
Can I talk about love?
Can you?
It's fine, you can.
Okay.
You give me right.
Wait, you're listening to me.
Love
Let's let the last bond do his thing.
Love
before he starts crying.
Chanaga in love, guys.
It's a lover.
I don't know why he hasn't written a book yet, but anyway.
I think he has to write a book.
Yeah. The song.
Mr. You know, Lover.
You know what? The more you talk about love, the more I keep thinking about the fact that the coach never plays in the game.
Yeah.
That's why Tanaka is single. There was no way he was going to be on the field.
He's a coach.
You have to be a coach.
You got to tell people, do this, do that.
And that's exactly what you're doing.
You're
always talking about love.
You're saying my points are valid.
Yeah, they are valid.
Yeah.
So you
outside of
let Dr. Love do his
thing. Dr. Love. So you're just there for other
Might
people.
Might be though, legit. I've sat down to myself. I sat down. I'm like, actually, what if I'm just meant to educate?
But like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, cool question.
All right.
Before you start, because I saw you. Your antennas are like, you're ready to open the big one.
Oh, the big bag.
I don't know if that will be paper. Huh?
The big bag. Facts.
Why is it our generation now there's not a lot of married people?
Mm-hmm.
I don't say married girls, but just in general, married people. I've got the stats for that, but I just want to ask you this.
He's prepared.
What's happening with our generation? Why are people no longer interested in getting married?
We're chasing money.
Mm.
Chasing money.
It's an interesting.
We've taken. I think we've become selfish now with our time, our love, what we do.
Okay.
So would rather just focus on money because we need money to survive. You can't survive on love, can you? Are you going to eat love for breakfast, dinner, and lunch? No, you're not.
Yeah.
You'd rather make money.
Yeah, and other people now they focus on like their goals.
Mm-hmm.
What they want to achieve. They feel like if you get married to a person, that person can deprive you of what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
That's the feeling of many people. Like, if I get married to this guy is going to deprive me of my agenda, what mm-hmm. I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's another feeling that people have. Yeah.
They feel like they're going to become oppressed mm-hmm. by their partners, in a sense.
And I guess the trends have changed.
Yeah.
We're exposed to a whole lot of information, and because we've got so much information at our disposal,
sure.
we have started rethinking the traditional way of doing things.
Yeah.
Right.
And I will not discount the effect that social media has.
Yeah.
Of course.
In the way that we think, in the way that we interact, in the way that we see relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just get the feeling that there's so much toxicity and there's so much bad press in terms of marriage and relationships, and so many people have bought into that.
Thank you.
We no longer see the good. We no longer see the colorful side of marriage.
That's true.
And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, because maybe we are seeing the skeletons that our parents didn't show us.
Right.
Or maybe we are buying into bad publicity.
Yeah.
So there are two ways of seeing it.
Yeah, Tino, you are saying it the right way.
Mm.
It's as if you are also in my mind. So so I think it's an issue.
No comment.
So I think it's an issue of publicity now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have people like on the internet who are saying things about marriage, about relationships, yet some of them, they don't even practice that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have like the blueprint on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They have words that they are saying, but they don't live that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the good thing now maybe is to like find a real mentor reality-wise, find someone whom you it's not like you're going to copy his life, but get teachings and also have time to watch them as they are moving their journey of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everything you take, but also learn from other people who are already there.
Right.
I think that way you can get help, because now the internet, social media, there are a lot of lies and there is a lot of deception. So the best thing now is to get someone that you can. It's not like you're taking everything from him, but learn how things can be run in like a marriage setup. I think that can encourage you to also get married.
I think that's a very, very good point. But I think the problem is we still have the school mentality.
Okay.
Whereas when this teacher says 1 + 1 = 2,
okay,
it's not changing.
It's not changing.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking it as a 2. You're carrying it. You're going with it as a 2.
Yeah.
So now when you're putting it in real life, when you're seeing the marriage counselors, the marriage speakers, we're taking it as it is.
As it is.
And placing it.
Thank you.
Into our own little world.
You're taking a triangle and putting it in a square.
It's
not going to work.
So which means you have to be able to take something, then you convert it into your own life. Fitting in. Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of genders, male or female.
And others.
Yes, and others. We're taking the social media as it is.
Mm.
Right.
And then we're trying to make it fit to wherever we are at.
Okay.
And all the relationship will never work because it's not the same person. Unless you, even if you go to that same person that you saw practicing whatever you're teaching, that they're teaching.
Yeah.
It might not work as well because you're a different person. You've got different feelings.
Sure.
So stats, I said I'm bringing the stats.
Bring the stats.
While you look for your stats, I guess, let me touch on what you just said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and look for your stats.
He's ready, madame.
Tell us the stats, man.
So I guess that concept of taking things and sort of fitting them into your life or seeing what works for you and your partner is very relevant, not only on social media, but also in traditional setups.
Sure.
Right.
Because I've seen or heard different topics that come up at kitchen parties and, you know, bridal showers and whatnot.
Yeah.
you have to do this and that, and then you know there are some of these things that, yes, they're great because they've been passed down generation to generation, but they may not actually work for your person.
That's right.
When we were dating as girlfriend and boyfriend.
Welcome to Dreamstream, a unique video subscription platform designed for creators who want to host exclusive content. Dreamstream is a monetized platform where creators can share their work without the restrictions of other platforms like YouTube. At Dreamstream, we value the creativity and freedom of our creators. We provide them with a platform where they can express themselves without limitations. And the best part, they can monetize their work, providing them with the financial support they need to keep creating. But Dreamstream isn't just for creators. It's for you, the viewer, the fan, the supporter. By subscribing to Dreamstream, you gain access to premium, ad-free content. This isn't just about watching videos, it's about experiencing content on a whole new level. On Dreamstream, you won't have to deal with annoying ads interrupting your viewing experience. You can enjoy your favorite creator's work without distractions. And because it's a private platform, you'll be part of an exclusive community of fans and creators. Dreamstream is more than just a video subscription platform. It's a community of creators and fans who value high quality, exclusive content. Join us today and start experiencing content like never before. Welcome to the future of content creation and consumption. Welcome to Dreamstream.
He likes fried fish. Kitchen party,
and you're like, my man does not like that.
I feel like people are really, really critical to young brides
or young women,
newlyweds, because they really want to rain on your parade.
They always want to rain on your parade.
Like, guys, let me just be happy and blissful. And whatever comes my way later on, it's fine. We can handle it when we get there. But for now, my man doesn't like boiled fish.
Yeah.
And we've structured our relationship in a way that these things are the ones that work for us. And these things don't work. So if you continuously reflect within yourself, and reflect with your partner so that you make your marriage work, I think that makes more sense than just taking things and just saying, oh, some person that you saw on social media said something that may not actually be relevant to your life.
Yeah, that's true. Let me just say one more point, Tanaka. So also supporting what she's saying, I've noticed that if you're not careful in this life, you can start to live another person's life.
Yet
you're supposed to live your own life. We are not all born to be the same. True. Everyone has his own purpose. So if I'm going to be married to the person that I want to marry, people have to know that that lady that I've chosen, she's compatible with me. And she knows, maybe we've studied each other, we know certain things that we want. And next time when you are, I mean, when you get married to a person, you won't come back to say, ah, Tino is the one who chose the one for me. So I think on those issues, people have to be critical and people have to be careful. You have to have choices as a human being, as a person.
And stand by them.
Stand by your choices. Don't be fragile.
Also in all that, the major key as well in that is communicating with your partner.
Thank you.
Right.
Letting them know. So at the kitchen party, they said we should. I think you should just bring it up as well.
Like
you should, when I'm bringing food for you, I should kneel down.
Yeah, communicate.
Then I'm going to be like, haha. Then we're going to laugh. I'm going to be like, actually, I've been meaning on telling you that. You never know where it's going to go. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, no, never do that.
Don't ever do that.
Ever. Or like, sounds good.
Sounds good.
Let's try that for a minute.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Because remember the thing again, we take this marriage thing into like a hard thing. Because remember, it's your best friend.
Yeah.
So everything should be light. There shouldn't be any like, Baba, what does it say it as it is.
No, but I guess the problem starts from the fact that we're not getting married to our best friends. Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's a powerful point.
That is the problem. We're not getting married to our best friends.
We are being married for wrong reasons.
So it's not that the marriage in itself has critical problems. Mm. It's the foundation where we are coming from. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it's okay. I'm on the clock. I'm married.
Right.
Everyone else is getting married. I must get married.
Whoever comes in with the high tino, like, yes, I want.
Yes, And then that's like, okay, that's like your first instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be called Mrs. Someone. So, shoguzoti, hey, as a best friend, yango, hey, and then we'll deal with the tapping down marriage.
Mm. He'll be a best friend when we get there.
Ah, best friend, that's all far-fetched.
We're not even planning
to be best friends. Yeah. He's my husband. That's good enough. So damn. That's where the problem is. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're probably going to get together with your best friend,
mm-hmm.
but the probability is very, very low that mm-hmm. the best friends are going to end up marrying each other.
That's
cool. And the soulmates are not always finding each other, right? So maybe in the kitchen party and I was told, okay, I must kneel for you or mm-hmm. I must make you boiled fish or whatever. Because I'm not married to my best friend, I'm married to a husband.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to come back home and make boiled fish.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
And we are never, ever going to talk about the fact that you liked fried fish, but I was told to make you boiled fish. And I'm just supposed to treat you like a husband mm-hmm. and that's good enough. So the marriage and relationship thing is very tricky. It's very, very, very tricky. So now when there's bad press about marriages, it's probably coming from those people who married for the wrong reasons.
Mm.
And then me on the outside, I'm like, marriage.
For me, there's people that I hate. Love you all. But there's people that I hate. Like those ones that are in a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Thank or you. Bad marriage.
Mm.
I'm like, you want to get married? Give it time. Just wait a bit.
Marriage is bad. Like,
I'm not getting married to your wife.
I'm getting married to my wife.
Like, it's going to be different.
Why are you painting everyone like your wife?
Legit though, fam. Like, I have had a span of people telling me like, if you want to get married, I think give it time or, I'll give it. And maybe in time they're speaking, maybe I should learn the person or what, but to them I know that they're saying, give it time as in, don't just rush into it.
That's true.
I know that we've digressed, but marriage people are very sad. And they're so angry. And I mean, like, I get that. Okay, I get that marriage is hard. And probably it's not going to be easy. Yes, cool, right? But why are you going to rain on my parade like that?
Like, they make it seem like this whole... I think parents also play a role.
Mm-hmm.
They, because you see them, they get married, you see them when they argue, you see them when they do this, but they never tell you that, no, this is normal.
Yeah.
This is normal. We kiss and make up later. Mm-hmm. What you're seeing now is just what's happening now.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, things will be different.
That's true.
So they never give us the reassurance that this is not always the picture you're going to see. Mm-hmm. This is not what you're always going to experience. Mm-hmm. There's different experiences within marriage.
Yeah.
And also, our parents need to play that role, or our elders, let's say, in like you're saying, that they tell you, you need to do this, you need to do that, but they need to be open enough to say, as much as we're telling you this,
mm-hmm.
there's also
when,
this.
Like you were saying, go and consult your husband. Go and find out. Ask him, like, okay, do you also prefer boiled fish? Do you also want me to kneel down when I give you food?
Exactly.
So that way there's not miscommunication and you're not miserable because other people dictated what your marriage should be like.
Sure.
Or past memories and traumas have dictated what marriage could be or should be.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have our own train of thought, like we're all saying, that you should figure this out on your own with your partner.
Yeah, that's true, Tanaka. Sorry. There is a great man who said you have to marry.
See, you're like talking about love.
Okay, whatever.
There is one great man who said a statement. He said you need to be married according to your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time you are going to notice that you have to know who you are, your purpose.
Mm.
Then also marry a woman who enjoys cameras.
Oh, yo.
Okay. Enough said.
Because it becomes a problem now because what I know is, I have to say this, what I know is people, sometimes they marry because they want to sleep with their wife, right? You want to sleep with your woman, but I don't think that's all of it. There is more to being married.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do more things. You sleep with your wife a few minutes, then the rest of the day, what are you planning? What do you enjoy doing with him? So like she was saying, sometimes there are things you have to understand about him. the assignments that we have to plan together. So if I can't plan anything with my woman, if she doesn't understand who I am, my purpose, or I don't understand here what she's doing, then it defeats the fact that there is marriage.
Because marriage, it's we're supporting each other.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly.
If I'm supporting myself, why don't you just be by myself? Anyways, closing off stats and then to a day number. So,
please go ahead, Tanaka.
Let's go ahead.
So this is from 2022,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the South African population in marital status.
Right.
Cool. Males.
Mm-hmm.
55.1% are single or were single.
Were single.
And 28.4% were legally married.
Okay.
Females, 48.6%
mm-hmm.
single
mm-hmm.
and 26.7% were legally married.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in 2022.
Okay.
So ladies, you had a lot of men there, but
where is this 55% you're talking about?
inside.
It's there somewhere.
You're looking at the other percentage right here.
But what are y'all doing if y'all not okay? Because they said, you said what, single and legally married.
Mm.
What are the rest of y'all doing?
Yeah, like,
what are the rest of y'all doing? Where y'all at?
Do my others.
Okay, but what is others?
So,
what is others?
don't even go there.
Like, okay, it's fine.
Divorce, right? This is the
now,
wild
this
one.
Is crazy.
No, this
crazy.
This is the wild one, right?
Wild.
So there's like percentage according to the provinces, Gauteng, Western Cape. Yeah, I won't go into
that. That's that.
I'm just gonna go like
Gauteng is up there
all the way.
Actually, Gauteng and Western Cape are like almost. Anyways, the overall people that got divorced in 2021, this is 2021, 75.1%.
75% divorce.
Yep.
What are we doing? 75%
of y'all are holding on. Like,
what are we
like,
doing right now? But how can
but 75 is a lot, guys.
Excuse me?
What is that?
75?
What's wrong with our
What's going on?
I don't know, fam. Like,
you guys, lawyers, we're making
need
man.
To watch this YouTube channel. Okay. It's called Soft Underbelly. Something like that.
I think I've
we'll
heard
put
of
the link there. Mm-hmm. A divorce lawyer talks about divorce.
All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. It's like a 1-hour, 30-minute talk about divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And he says a statement that is very interesting because of these statistics, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says that if the numbers of divorce were your probability in a surgery, you probably wouldn't take that surgery.
Mm.
But still, people are getting married.
Right.
So what is this business about marriage and what's the business of divorce?
Mm.
You must really, really watch it. It's quite insightful.
Mm. Definitely.
We'll put the link in the description.
But we got 75%.
75%.
Closing off, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's do this. You ready?
Yeah.
No.
Fruit or movie?
Fruit.
Kenny, camping or sleep?
Camping.
D-Nice.
Yeah.
Cheesecake or pizza?
Pizza.
Mm.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
I'm not a sweet, like, sweet stuff is not really my thing. I'm more of a savory.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense.
Cool, cool. Happiness.
Happiness.
It's been good.
Yeah. It's been good watching
you. You're the real ones.
Thank you, guys.
Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment. Hey.